Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon.
I hope you're doing well.
It's always a delight to have you joining me here on this show every week. I know you could be doing something else. And you may be doing something else. You may be doing some other things while you're listening to the show. Great for you. You're multitasking. And I say it every week because I truly mean it. I'm very, very appreciative of you taking time out of your day just to be with me here during this show. I don't take that for granted. I really don't. And I'm glad you're here. So many things are happening in our world today. So many things are happening. I have a word for the day. Oh, actually a word for the week that I will be sharing with you in just a moment. But let me say this first. I just love, 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 love you. For those of you who have been with me since day one, you have been with me for a long time on this journey. For those of you who have been with me for a long time, thank you. For those of you who are new, welcome to the show. I extend virtual hugs to all of you. Thank you so much. I have a word for the day, and I'm going to be sharing a topic as well. As you know, the mission of this show is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. And I know you probably are wondering how we go about doing that and why we decided to do that. Well, the founder of this show wanted that, and so that's what we did. But we do our best to bring programming as it relates to business, whether that's branding. If you're looking to do marketing, digital marketing, if you're looking to use social media to expand your footprint or to engage more customers, we talk about it here. If you're also looking to train your team as it relates to leadership development, which is so important, to train your team on how to deal with people and how to relate to people, which segues into the next thing we talk about, which is relationships. For those of you who've been with me for a long time, you know how I feel about relationships and the topic of relationships and believing that we are all relational at some point. You have to relate to somebody or speak to somebody, and you need to know how to get along with people. And if you look at the world today, it's almost as if people have forgotten or they don't care or they don't know how. So, yeah, we talk about those things on this show. And we've had some great guests that have been on the show as well. So, building strong businesses in the community so we can put people to work. That's what we do. And I just want to say once again, thank you so much for joining me here on the show. And when we come back from this very short break, we're going to dive into the topic for today, and I'm going to give you the word for the week. But before we start, I just want to send a word to you from from one of our sponsors, and I'm just, when I play this particular, when I talk about this particular company, I really mean it. I really think it's a really good company. And Tenenbaum Radio, I have been listening to Tenenbaum Radio for a while, and I like it. And so when we come back from this short break about Tenenbaum Radio, we want to dive right in. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenenbaum Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenenbaum Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenenbaum Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenenbaum Radio, or go to their website, www.tenenbaumradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenenbaum Radio.
I do like Tenenbaum Radio, and you can listen to Tenenbaum Radio 24/7. They have some great programming out there as it relates to inspirational music, new artists, and you can find them at www.tenenbaumradio.com, www.tenenbaumradio.com. Well, today we're going to be talking about content. That's right, content. You don't know about content. You will after this show. But before we dive into content, and I know that sounds so broad, but we will narrow it down. The word for the day, or the word for the week, is a word that I think is one that we really need right now. And I say that because it's true. Word that I'm speaking about is peace. 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 We are going through so much in this country right now, and not only are we going through a lot in this country, but people have mixed emotions about what's happening in the world today. Some people believe that a lot of things that are happening are hope. Some believe that it's, of course, devastating. But whatever you think or whatever you believe in regards to what's happening in our world and in our society today, there are so many people who are scared and troubled. They don't know what to do. So the word peace, and it means, in fact, there are several definitions for the word peace. Freedom from disturbance, tranquility. Those are a couple things. A state of quiet, state of mutual harmony between people or groups or even in personal relationships. Harmony, the absence of hostility and violence, a lack of conflict, freedom from fear of violence between individuals and groups. Peace. It would be so wonderful to live in a world of complete peace. I wonder what would that look like? To live in a society, community, free of violence, free of conflict, free of racial divide, free of prejudice, free of violence, freedom from things that cause anxiety. Wouldn't that be beautiful to live in a world like that? So peace, that is the word for the day. And although may not be able to, you may not have a direct influence over peace in the entire world, you can have a direct influence of peace in your own life. Yes, peace in your life. As I mentioned before, there's so many people that are frightened right now. So how do you go about finding peace? Why are you not at peace? How do you have more peace? You know what? This, as I speak more and more of it, this is probably a topic that I need to expand on. I know you probably hear me say that a lot about different topics, but what are some things that you can do today to find peace? If a lot of this stuff has you really down, a lot of the news, things on the news that you're hearing is causing you to be stressed. Here's some things that you may be able to do today to help with that. One thing that you can do, and again, these are things that you may not be able to do all of them right away, but these are some things that you can do. Set limits on the negative things that you hear and the things that you see that's in your control. One of the things that can persistently feed negativity are programmings, things on television, things on social media. It's not a bad idea to set a limit on the times that you will watch those things, the time frames in which you will watch them, when you will watch them. And at night, before resting, before you go to bed, don't let the last thing that you hear or see be something negative, like violence or negative news feeds, because that affects your sleep. It affects you. Your mind, your subconscious continues to work. Feed yourself with positive things as often as possible, more often than you do negative things. And don't make small things into humongous things. Sometimes there's a saying that I used to hear when I was a child. My dad used to use it all the time. He said, you know what, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. And I didn't know what that meant. It's like, what's a molehill? Don't make mountains out of molehills. Slow down. Don't feel like you have to be on the go all the time. Let your body relax. Take a short walk, a slow walk. Maybe don't talk as fast. Sometimes slowing down can decrease the stress and bring inner peace. You know, another thing that sometimes adds to anxiety is clutter. Being surrounded by clutter all the time. Declutter. Declutter your life. Not just your physical space. But sometimes you have to declutter your life. You have to get rid of people or friends or minimize the contact you have with negative people, people who are always negative. You may need to declutter by minimizing the time that you spend with those people. If you have associates that are constantly talking gloom and doom, you may have to set limits on the amount of time that you spend talking and engaging with them. Declutter. If You're always thinking negative thoughts. Declutter your mind from negative thoughts and replace those thoughts with more positive thoughts. And sometimes you have to just let things go. You can't continue to rehearse it over and over in your mind. The things that are taking place in our environment today, yes, it allegedly is here. People are dealing with what they're reading, the things that they're seeing in the news, but sometimes you have to let it go. Realize that you can only control what you can control. You can pray. You can do your best to help those along the way, but sometimes you just have to let go. Sometimes you have to just disconnect. Just disconnect 1 or 2 days out of the week. Take things a step at a time. There's a song. Take some time. Relax. Reflect on your life. Peace. I just wanted to share a little bit of that today because I know that there's a lot that's going on in our environment, and there are people who are really sad and really stressed and traumatized as a result of what's happening in the world. So do your best. You may want to research things that you could do on your own to make yourself feel better, to make yourself relax during this time. And if you are a part of the community of faith, read your word more. Realize that there is a purpose for you in this world. And also remember, if you are a part of the community of faith, that things are happening for a reason. And those things will usher you into a beautiful brand new world, but you got to hang in there. You've got to hold on, and you've got to realize if you're part of the community of faith, this world is not your final home. This lifestyle, the sadness, the death, the disease, things, the violence, the racial unrest, it is not going to be by the grace this way forever. So there is hope. So keep that in mind and find your peace. Oh, I love that word. Ah, thank you so much for joining me. And when we come back, we're going to dive into our topic for the day. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the e-panic button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today. How are you? I hope you're having a pleasant morning so far. As I look outside, it's a little bit overcast, but for those of you who have been following me for a while, you know what I say, whether it's rain, sleet, shine, snow, hail, doesn't matter. If you have joy within your heart, it's a beautiful day. So as we live these moments, live each day, you know, it used to be, take a day at a time, take it a day at a time. But now, just take it a moment at a time. Learn to enjoy the moments in your life. If it's quiet where you are, learn to enjoy that. Enjoy that. If you have family that cares about you, friends that care about you, enjoy them in this moment. And I'm going to encourage you, if there's someone that means a lot to you and has meant a lot to you through the years, maybe take time to call them today. No, really, pick up the phone. Take time to dial their number. Say, you know what? I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Because the day in which we live, the world in which we live in, you never know what's going to happen in the next moment. So, yeah, love somebody today. Let somebody know they're special. Let somebody know that they care. In this moment, I care about you. I do. I really do. You are special. You are beautiful. Well, let's dive into our topic today. I don't know why I went off on that rant today, but we're talking about content today. Content. This is probably one of the biggest questions that people ask when it comes to social media, when it comes to their websites, and when it comes to engaging customers or curating or using content for their audiences. And so the question of what kind of content do I use? Where do I find the content? How do you write content for websites? How do you make sure that your content is getting the attention that it needs? Because, you know, when you have a business, you put a lot of time and effort. Well, I'll say most people who own businesses or who are managers of companies, you put a lot of time, effort, energy, money, sweat, tears into starting and building your company. So when it comes to branding your business, when it comes to engaging people, when it comes down to people interacting with you, you want to make sure that you put time and spend time into those things as well. And as we have talked about so many times on this show, the world has changed from just 10 years ago, and definitely it has changed within the last 20, 25, 30 years as it relates to how people consume information and content. No longer are people just engaged with television. They now have small devices that they carry in their pockets, in their purses, called a mobile device, cell phones, and they are able to be engaged with information and content 24/7. So the questions that come as it relates to engaging these people, how do you get them to discover your website, to discover your Facebook page, to discover your Twitter page, your YouTube channel? How do you do that? Well, it all boils down not solely to content, but content is a huge player. So when it comes to getting the attention that you want, what are some things that you can do? Some of the rules of writing content. And we're going to speak specifically about your website. And the reason I'm saying we're going to talk about your website is because your website is your real estate online, on the internet. It's like your business or your home or your prime real estate. That is where people typically will go first before they come to your location, before they do any type of interacting with you. They more than likely are going to look you up online and see if you have a website or if you have a Facebook page or a social media presence. But the whole purpose of your website is to have a home or business where people can come in, look through your window, come in your door of your website and see what your offerings are. You know, where people used to, first of all, go to a business, they had to go to a business because there was no internet. They had to go to the business first to see what they had. Well, now they don't have to do that. They can just go to the internet, click on your website and see what you have to offer. And if your website doesn't have content or visual cues or images, videos and things like that that keep people engaged, it's going to be very difficult at best to get them to come to your website again. So what are some things that you can do to engage your clients or prospects when they come to your website? And keep in mind, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, keep in mind that the purpose of social media, the purpose typically of Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all these social media platforms or channels, they are basically used to drive people to your website. Because as you know, you can't put but so much content on Facebook. You can't put but so much content in an Instagram post. You can't put but so much content there. So the whole purpose typically is to get their attention, grab their attention, because so many people are on these platforms, get their attention, which means you need to be on the platforms if you'd like to engage more people, and then drive them to your website. So let's talk about content for your website. What are some things you need to be mindful of when it comes to content for your website? One of the first things, and we could spend a lot of time on this, whether this is your business website, your church website, it doesn't matter, a nonprofit website, or maybe it's your own personal website. If you are an independent artist, if you're a content creator, if you are a photographer, a videographer, if you are a hair salon, nail salon, doesn't matter. If you have a website or you're looking to develop or design or have someone design a website for you, you have to know your audience. Who is your audience? And I know that sounds so elementary, but it's so true. Who is your audience? This is one of the things, one of the main pieces of information that most business owners, most people who own website real estate and they're looking to engage, they don't know who their audience is. In their head, they may think they know who their audience is, but most people have not really done their homework in developing personas of who their audience is. So you need to ask yourself a few questions. Who is my primary audience? That's one of the questions you need to ask. And what about your secondary audience? That audience that could possibly influence and inform your primary audience. How are they going to find your site online? How are they going to do that? So if you already have existing clients, what is the demographics of those clients? Do you know those clients really well? So content is driven by who your audience is. What do you know about them? And you know what? I'm just going to stay on this for now because it's really, really huge. One of the major things before you can even start writing content is knowing who your audience is. Once you know who your audience is, let's just say your audience is from the age range of 25 to 78. I'm just using this as an example. If that's your audience, do you know what they like? What type of music do they listen to? Where do they shop? What engages them? Do you know that? And if you don't, you can do your research. You can go online. There are all kinds of studies out there as it relates to demographics. And once you know those things, how do you capture that? And according to statistics, and this may or may, it may be more, it may be less, but there are more than 1.9 billion websites in existence. More than 3.5 billion Google searches every day. There are approximately 350,000 tweets sent every minute. That's a lot of information. And you want people to find you out of 1.9 billion websites that are in existence? How do you go about doing that? One of the first things you need to know is who's your audience. Oh, it's such an exciting topic. You know, my dad told me years ago, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. I'm encouraging you to do that. Go online, find out who your audience is. Find out from people who've already done the research and use that information to your advantage. Oh, it's been such a delight being with you today. The time has gone by so quickly. But the word for the day, peace. The word for the week, peace. Peace. Bringing peace into your life. I hope you will do that. And thank you so much for joining me. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, productive week. This is Sharon.